Carmelite nun of the Holy Face of Jesus has been banned €500 and ordered to pay another €500 in legal costs after she was convicted of a breach of planning laws by establishing a hermitage near the village of Lepp in West Cork. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, has been following this story. Pascal, remind us how this case ended up in court.
Well, this case has been through the court a number of times now, or there have been a number of sittings of the court dealing with this case. Mother Irene Gibson established a hermitage outside the village of Lepp in West Cork around 2016. She built a two-storey cladded oratory, seven pods or cells to live in, and she was joined there soon afterwards by another nun from New Zealand, Sister Anne-Marie Lohmann, and they lived at this hermitage in spite of the fact that there was no running water, no sewerage facilities and no electricity there. Now, Cork County Council received complaints about the unauthorised structures, and when Mother Irene refused to remove them, Cork County Council took her to court, and that's how the case ended up before the courts today.
Tell us about Mother Irene.
Well, we don't know a huge amount about her, apart from the fact that she established this hermitage in Lepp. We don't know much about where she was before then. She describes herself as a member of the Carmelites of the Holy Face of Jesus. The Carmelite Order in Ireland have released a statement saying she's not a member of its community, while a spokesman for the Bishop of Cork and Ross said she doesn't belong to any religious community which is in communion with the Catholic Church.
And how is this resolved?
Well, it was resolved today when Judge James McNulty was told that the structures at the hermitage have been removed, apart from an orange wooden fence that surrounds the site there. Cork County Council said they wanted that fence removed as well, but Judge James McNulty said it's a nice fence. We've come a long way. It's not visually offensive or structurally obtrusive. And he said nature would take its course, and if it didn't and Cork County Council wanted to remove it, okay, they could take steps themselves. So he gave Mother Irene a month to pay the €500 fine and €500 to Cork County Council's legal costs.
Pascal, thank you.